in for something. Oh, good God. I was looking for God to do something for me. I was looking for God to stir up some fire. I was looking for God to rain down some fire. I was looking for God to show up, do some restoration. I was looking for God to do some renewal. I was looking for God to show up. Some stuff, tired of some stuff, battling some stuff, all in my mind, all in my body, all in the family. Hey, come on, little shutter. Been battling some stuff, been battling with the devil behind some stuff. I need a revival, I need a breakthrough, I need a breakthrough.
Believe God no more.
Right,
you want to believe, huh?
Yeah, I need that other mic back. This one making me strain a little bit. You want to believe God? God, I want to believe you. I want to trust you. I want to believe your word. But the devil been beating on you, beating on you, telling you you done messed up too bad. Woo! You done messed up too bad. God don't love you like that no more. You done messed up too bad. You done went too far. You done messed up too much. Too many times. Over and over again. You done went too far. You can't get back this time. Beating on your mind. Beating on your faith. You need a revival. You need your faith revived. You need your trust revived. Trust God. Bind that devil when he come against you. You been laying down taking it. Whooped on. He been whooping up on you. Been whooping up on you. Like a little sick puppy. A little weak puppy. You've been like them commercials that show them little beat up animals looking all pitiful with the one tear in the eye saying support the animal shelters. You can put your face on there. Cause the devil been beating up on you. You looking all pitiful, all frail and weak. Like you a weakling, but the Bible declares, let the weak say I'm strong. You're stronger than your enemies. You're more than a conqueror. He increases people greatly, made them stronger than their enemies. The devil is flipping up on you. It's time for you to get revived. Revived in your spirit. Stand up. Know that great is he. That's in you. That he that's in the world. A revival. Come on out here like you ain't got no help. Like you're by yourself. Wanna give up? I ain't got no friends. How can your little boy shut down? Can't nobody help me. Don't nobody know where I'm at. Don't nobody know how I feel. Don't nobody know what I'm going through. Don't nobody see this. Don't nobody understand. Can't nobody feel what I feel. The devil is a liar. He's touched with the middle of your infirmity. God knows what you're going through. And it's time for you to be revived. Somebody else ain't been through. The Bible said we're comforted. Ooh. Corinthians, that first chapter, said we're comforted in our tribulation so we can comfort others. So you ain't going to do nothing that somebody else ain't been through. All this so hard. That's because you're transgressing. You're kicking against it. If you would just lay back and let God help you. If you would just sit back and stop bucking and stop trying to fight it and do it by yourself, God will be your helper. Here in Isaiah 41 and 10, he said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I'll give you the help you need. like you can't make it. Like you just some weakling. God ain't got no weak folk. I can't do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, even when I feel like I can't do it, oh good God, even when I think I can't make it, oh help me Jesus, even when I think it's too hard, when the load get heavy, when I think I can't walk another walk step, when I think I can't make another step, oh good God, I feel all in my spirit, all in my body that I can't do it. The Bible tells me he will strengthen me. He'll give me the strength to get up when I didn't think I had it, when I didn't know where to come from. He'll give me peace that passes all understanding. I don't need to know where to come from. I don't need to know how to do it. I don't know where to come from. I don't know how to make another day without no money, without no paycheck, without no job. I don't know where the strength come from. How do I get up each day? How do I make it each day? The Holy Ghost, give me the strength. I need a revival. It ain't within me. The Holy Ghost tells somebody that's why I got the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, we'll pray for you today. And as one of them say, but you shall receive power. saw through the pain, through the grief, through the misunderstandings. Got a revelation for you. Everybody ain't gonna understand you. A lot of times, most of the times, because you are unique. You. But I need a revival. When I'm sick, when you're sick, don't feel like doing nothing. Hurting. I'm so sick and tired of this. Of this one. Sick and tired of this right here. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. Right here. I'm sick of this. Claim to hold the scriptures and they haven't manifested yet. Woo! And the devil say, it ain't working for you. Glory to God. Yeah, how long you been holding on to that one? How many years they done prayed on that one? How many times they done had hands on you by that one? I thought you got healed. Oh, glory to God. I thought this was a church of miracles. How come Yvonne get raised from the dead and you still suffering with it? What's the matter with your faith? Your faith don't work. You ain't exercising faith. You really ain't got faith. You, everybody else got faith, but yours ain't working. Oh, glory to God. Your faith ain't working. Your faith don't work. That's why you still suffering with it. That's why you still struggling. That's why you still got the problem. You just talk. You just talking. You ain't exercising faith. You just talking the talk. You're not really using faith. You're not adding no words to it. And then the devil go down the road and say, what's what I'm doing wrong? I'm doing everything I know to do. I'm praying. I'm fasting. Oh, God. I'm doing everything. And if still ain't working, the devil wouldn't be fighting you and telling you all those lies if he wasn't making some kind of profit. Hey, glory to God. I want you to hear me well. The devil wouldn't be telling you that your faith wasn't working if he wasn't doing some damage. Hear me telling you, stay right there. Oh, keep on doing what you're doing if your faith wasn't working. I want you to hear me praying this morning. If you weren't making damage, he would be telling you those lies. Because he ain't nothing but a liar. Say, I need a revival. He wouldn't be saying that if it wasn't the truth. If your faith wasn't working, he wouldn't be telling you your faith ain't working. Remember, he can't tell the truth. Oh, that helps somebody right now. You better get somebody to high five so that helps somebody. He wouldn't tell you your faith ain't working if it wasn't working. So what you do, you give up, and oh, my faith ain't working. Honey, you better stay right there. It's like, oh, you just let me hear something now. Oh, I just got a glimpse of something. When the devil say my faith ain't working, that means I'm doing some damage. When he tell you, oh, you need to stop praying, I'm working some damage now. Oh, now I got a hold of something. You might let the cat out the bag, devil. I all come out of the moshaka. Now I see what's happening. You want me to stop praying? Cause I'm tearing some stuff down. I'm coming against you now. Oh, you gotta let me see something now. Oh, y'all better grab a hold. You gotta stand where you keep on. Say, I need a revival. my message.
That's good.
That was just on top. I told you the other night. Woo! Yeah, that was just on top.
All right. Yes.
Good God. I hate the devil.
Amen.
But I need a revival. I need a revival like the old time revival. Like, I'm talking about them laying out on the floor revivals. Holy Road revival. I need that kind of revival, sure enough. Like when I was swung in the spirit and ended up here and didn't know how I got here. That kind of revival.
Crazy.
Anyway, I told y'all when Pastor Crowder was preaching the other night about Judah. I heard Yvonne say something about Judah this morning. Yeah, I don't know if my mind is flashing. Nevertheless, I'm good. Yeah, thank you. The Lord had given me a few days ago, about a week ago, I was laying in the bed and the Lord woke me up to read. Took me to the scripture. And I'm a praiser. I love to praise the Lord. I love to praise the Lord. And one thing about our church, we praise the Lord in here. We praise the Lord. And we are advocates for praise. And that's one thing that Bishop Crowder really talked about and bragged about and boasted about and sent video clips back to Topeka about is how we praise the Lord in here. And several people in other churches talk about how we praise the Lord. And that's a compliment, and it's an honor to God. But it's something about praise. And the Lord showed me something, and all that we praise, yet there are still some people that won't praise the Lord. They won't praise the Lord. He talked about how praise produces. But God showed me something about praise that just really just, oh my God, I always knew that praise was a valuable tool. And it's always been a key for me. But I didn't know how much of a key that it was until the Lord began to show. Now, I'm not going to be long. I'm going to do my best to try to finish this. I really am. But I had to get that out on top and be obedient to what God told me. Because I need a revival. I need like a week revival. Sister Terry was talking the other night. We were at the church. She said, I'm just ready to take off my shoes and get a pillow and stay here for a shut-in. I said, yeah, I need that kind of revival. And, you know, when the enemy come against you, it made me fight back. And here lately, the enemy been just coming against me in all kind of different ways, and I'm sick of them. So it's time to fight back. And one way my fight back is praise. I will lift up my hands. I saw on Facebook, they showed this lady. She was getting it in the car. She was praising the Lord, and she was praising the Lord, and they were riding down the street, and she was praising the Lord, and they sung songs on it, was so good, and she was praising the Lord, and she lifted up her hands, praised the Lord, and they came to a stop sign, she got a car, and she went to shouting. She got out the car, and that sister went for it. I say, that's what I'm talking about right there. See, when you really love the Lord like that, you don't care about who's looking. You don't care about that. You don't care about your outfit. You don't care when you got a need from God. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. When you really, they told me, although I didn't see it, because I was in my own thing, they told me that when the praise broke out on Thursday night, Friday night, said Sister Floyd ran across this pulpit, ran out of her shoes, higher the boshata, and her jacket, and went to run across the stage, and they had to catch her. See, sometimes when elbow shut up, when the Spirit of the Lord get a hold of you, you ain't thinking about how you looking. You ain't thinking about what you got on. You know you need to touch heaven, and you need heaven to touch you. All you want to do is praise the Lord. See, we going somewhere this morning. If you are hugging elbow shut up, in the middle of the night, that man is coming down. Sometimes this old arm get the messing with me. And I wake up in the middle of the night, and I just grab my iPad. I love reading Psalms and Proverbs and Genesis. It's just some of my favorite. And Daniel, everybody know Daniel's money. That's my boy there. I love Daniel. But I open up and I start reading in Psalms, and I just opened up and just went to the scripture. Oh my God, I read the scripture and the Lord began to show me something. I want you to go to Psalms, the 114th chapter. And God began to open this up to me. Woo! Bishop talked about it the other night, but God gave me a different twist on this thing. And I said, maybe I shouldn't speak it because he talked about Judah. But God said, no, I gave you something different. So you speak what I gave you. So, amen. But I want you to look at this verse here in my iPad went off. Just give me a minute here. Psalms 114. Somebody give me a Bible. Let me look at that right quick. I need to. I want to read it myself. Thank you. Psalms 114 and 1. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt.
All right.
Good God. When they came up out of Egypt.
Yes.
When you came out of sin.
Right.
When you came up out of your mess.
All right.
Good God. When you came out of your problems, when you came out of your trouble, when you came out of your situation and your circumstances, when you came up out of your afflictions, when you came up out of your problems. So when Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Look at this second verse. It says, Judah was his sanctuary. Good God Almighty. And God stopped me right there. He said, did you hear what I just said? I said, Lord, what you mean? He said, I said, Judah was his sanctuary. I said, Lord, what you mean? He said, praise is your sanctuary. How can your own shut up? I said, Lord, break it down for me. He said, I said, praise is your sanctuary. Praise is your house of refuge. Praise is your safety. Praise is the place where you find help. Praise is where you find your protection. Praise his way. All of y'all don't hear me this morning. Judah was in sanctuary. Woo! I said, good God Almighty. I understand what you're saying, Lord. So you know me, I had to go. You got to break that down for me, Lord. Sanctuary. If Judah is my sanctuary, break that down for me, Lord. He said, a sanctuary is not just only a holy temple or a church or a place of worship, but look at this. It says, a sanctuary is a place where fugitives are entitled to immunity from arrest. In other words, let me say that again. It's a place where fugitives are entitled. It's your inheritance. That when you've been captive, when the devil done got a hold to you, when the devil done took something from you, when the devil done came on you, when the devil done troubled you, you can go to Judah and you entitled. Good God Almighty. So when I get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, messed up, even if it's my own fault, even if it's a fugitive. Even if I did it myself, even if I got myself in this situation, even if I messed up myself, even if I did it because I told a lie, because I slipped up and got in sin, and I got in a financial bind, even if I'm here because I didn't go to work and now I'm all in a bind, even if I'm here because I wasn't praying right, even if I'm here because I ain't been reading my Bible, even if I'm here because I ain't been praying right, even if I'm here because I ain't been paying my tithes, even if I'm here because I ain't been coming to church, all I got to do. Praise the Lord. And I'm entitled. I'm entitled. I'm entitled. century. I don't care what I've done. It's my sanctuary. All I gotta do is praise Him. And you ain't got no right to condemn me. I got an immunity. Good God Almighty. Jesus. I got an immunity. I've been freed. I've been set free. Been blocked out. Been erased. Been cleared. Been washed. Just because I praise the Lord. Just because I lift up my hands. See, one thing happened. When I lift up my hands, it means total surrender. It means forgive me, Lord. I surrender. I give. I give up. I surrender. I praise you. It's somebody that messed up.
All right.
It ain't somebody that had it together.
All right.
A fugitive is somebody that messed up. I didn't have it all together. I did some stuff I shouldn't have done. But when I got to the sanctuary, baby, just let me make it to the sanctuary. If I could just get to the sanctuary, just let me get to the sanctuary. When I get to the sanctuary, it's my place of safety, it's my place of protection, it's my place of forgiveness, it's my place where God gonna beat me down. Just get me to the temple. God, I had to ask God to break that thing down to me about the sanctuary. Why Judah was the sanctuary. He had to break it down to me. Tell me, let me tell you something about Judah now, since I done told you about the sanctuary. Say, God, show me. I love when God does stuff like this. Let me tell you about Judah. He said, now, oh, good God. He said, now, we're going back to Genesis again. He said, now, when Leah had her children, oh, good God, in Genesis 29 and 35, and then let's go to that for a minute. We're going to come back to that praise in a minute. Let me tell you about Judah. Cause I told you why you had to get to the sanctuary, but let me tell you why you got to take praise there. Genesis 35. Look at what God said here. He had to show me. I want you to understand, because some people be praising the Lord, they don't even know why. They be running and hollering, faking, screaming, jumping, turning around, busting at the wall. Don't even know why. People be looking at them like, what are they doing all that? Hollering and screaming. It's a ritual. And you be wondering, do they every Sunday feel God like that? Y'all know y'all be thinking that. Because I do. I would say, I don't believe. Every Sunday. I mean, first of all, the anointing ain't even flowing like that. But they, look at y'all. Look at them. They acting like, okay, well, maybe they feel it. Maybe they going through something. Error Sunday. I said 35, I meant 29. Genesis 29. Let's look at something here. I'm going to help somebody out. Genesis 29. And let's look at, I'm going to start at 31. It says, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, who? He opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord had heard that I was hated, he had therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. Yeah, right. And this 35th verse said, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. Yeah. And she left barren. I said, Lord, what you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me here? He said, Leah recognized that the other three boys didn't get her no closer to Jacob. It didn't make him love her anymore. So she needed to redirect and refocus on God by praise. So the Lord said, some of y'all, the first time you done did your own thing, the second time you done went to somebody else, the third time you done tried a different way, but maybe this time, now this time, since you're going through again, now this time, right back in the same place. Now this time, since it still ain't work. Now this time, since you still bound up. Now this time, since you still broke. Now this time, since you still ain't got no money. Maybe now this time, you'll praise the Lord. Your pleading ain't did it. me say it better. Your crying haven't done it. Your boyfriend haven't done it. Your baby daddy haven't done it. Your drugs haven't done it. The streets haven't done it. The club haven't done it. Your plant haven't done it. Your weed haven't done it. Your liquor haven't done it. Your beer haven't done it. Your buddies haven't done it. Your cronies haven't done it.
Daddy, we can't let him go down now. And To give up his prime position.
Joseph set it up so that when they got ready to go back, he told the servants, put a silver cup in Benjamin's sack. And when they leave, I want you to go after him and say he stole it. So they went after him. And when they got there, they searched everybody. And they found the silver cup. Thank you. They said, go and search him out. Yeah, that's why I'd rather have you at. Thank you. They said, look in the bag. And I want you to say he stole the silver cup. And when they went, they searched everybody. And when they found the cup, they found it in Benjamin's bag. And when they look, Judah said, oh, God. They say, he got to go to jail. We don't kill him. He done stole from my master's house. We don't kill him. They said, Judah went to say, oh, no. We faced with a situation here. Oh no, we confronted with a situation. We confronted with a heart-wrenching matter. Just like some of you get. Just like some of us get. We confronted with a heart-wrenching matter here. Now I told my daddy that I'm gonna bring Benjamin back home. All right. All right now. All right. And here he is. Why you done stole that silver cup? Right. You know I told Daddy that you coming back home. Now here Judah saying, I gotta do something. I gotta intercede. All right. See, this is when praise start to plead your case. I'm going to plead your case before the king. I'm going to go to the king and plead your case. I'm going to tell him all about you. I'm going to plead your case before the king. Judah said, wait a minute. Don't kill him. Let me tell you something. Hold up. Remember now. Remember, I told you that my father's old. And my other brother, he got killed. And we don't know what happened to him. My father been grieving for years behind this. And we don't know what happened to him. And remember now, I told you that we were going to go back and get my little brother and bring him back. But my daddy old, and he is his prize now. That's his baby boy. But I kept my word to you. I told you I was going to bring him back. And I kept my word to him. I brought him back to you. And I know it looks like he done something wrong. I know it looks like he done stole something. But please, Mr. Man. Please, Mr. Pharaoh. Please, Mr. Hunter. Please, Mr. Governor. Don't take him. Take my life instead. I'll take the blame. my daddy.
Yes, he said it.
If you take his life, it's gonna kill my daddy. Some of y'all need to catch that. If you take my brother, it's gonna kill my daddy. If you take my sister here, so you don't understand, I gotta praise, cause if you take Delphi, it's gonna hurt my daddy. If you take her life, my daddy gonna be on track. If you mess with my sister, if you mess with my brother, it's gonna mess with my daddy. If you take my brother here, and you take my sister, it's gonna mess with my daddy. I got friends on paper. I gotta intercede for them. I gotta praise the Lord. I don't need you to take my sister. I don't need you to take my brother. Please don't take him. My daddy gonna be hurt. It's gonna break his heart. I need to intercede for them. I gotta plead their cause. I gotta plead their case. I gotta plead their cause. I gotta lift up some praise. Say yeah, somebody. I'm getting ready to stop. After Joseph heard the cause, after he heard the case, the Bible says he couldn't refrain himself. He went behind the curtain. He put everybody out. He said, let them go. Let them go. I can't charge them with nothing. Did you hear what I said? See, because Judah intervened. Praise went in and pleaded the cause of everybody. Not only was Benjamin set free, not only did Judah and Benjamin get set free, but all the other brothers got set free too. See, when you start praying to the Lord, not only do you get free, but your sisters and brothers get set free. Your daddy gets set free. Your sisters get free. Your cousins get free. Your family get free. Your uncle get free. Your children get free. Everybody got free. Somebody better give God some praise up in here. Chronicles 5 and 2 says, so Judah prevailed over his brothers. Good God Almighty. Did you hear what I said? It's my place of rest.
Yeah.